I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Arguments began this week in a U.S. Supreme Court case involving the Christian Legal Society, which was derecognized from a California law school for denying a student membership because he didn't adhere to the group's beliefs. InterVarsity's president Alec Hill says if the Christian Legal Society loses the case, the effects could be detrimental for all campus ministries.
For InterVarsity, if it goes adversely, it would deny us just being a regular student group on campus because we're Christian and we live out our Christian beliefs.
Prayer is needed for the gospel to go forth.
There's great gravity in this case. Pray that the Lord will sovereignly work through the nine justices and the right decision will be made.
Next, recent news events surrounding the status of Russian adoption to American families has centered on the case of a 7-year-old boy who was sent back to Moscow alone by his adoptive mother in Tennessee. However, according to Buckner's Russia staff, they've had no notice of a program shutdown, and international adoptions are continuing without interruption. Keep praying for the doors to remain open so that more children will be exposed to the hope of Christ through their new families. And 100 years ago, Watkins Roberts brought the Gospel of John to Senvan, India. Bibles for the World recently celebrated this anniversary and the work God has done in the area since then. Moy Padaiti attended the celebration and said,
"Scores of young people recommitted their lives to the Lord, and 29 of them surrendered their lives for full-time missionary service wherever God would send them."
Padaiti said God also brought safety during the celebrations. As Bibles for the World moves past this milestone in their ministry, they're now looking for 100 national missionaries across India. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.